jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see?
Marshall Tucker Band this morning here on WEOL. We try to cheat ourselves and play some music every once in a while, even though we're just news talk and sports.
Oh, yeah.
But
music's a key portion of our show.
Marshall Tucker Band coming to the Elyria High School, the Performing Arts Center. Years from now, somebody will say, I saw Marshall Tucker at the Elyria Performing Arts Center. And the people will say, I can't believe that. Coming to a school. You know, the older days, they used to have performings, people coming to schools and performing music. But this is a very special event. And to kind of explain what it's about and how it came about, we have with us Pastor Mark Merlihan from the Beyond the Walls Church joining us. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. Appreciate you having me.
So tell me the story. Why and how is the Marshall Tucker Band coming to the Elyria Performing Arts Center?
It's a great question. We at Beyond the Walls Church, founded by senior pastors Paul and Cindy Grodell, have a vision, and in that vision, we have obtained the old Roosevelt Elementary School, located on West River Road South there. It's approximately 62,000 square feet, half of which we use as our sanctuary facility, but the other half sits empty. And Pastor Paul and Cindy's vision is to convert the other half, the three-story annex, into a transitional housing facility specifically for women who are suffering from heroin addiction. As we all are aware, it's such an epidemic. And we feel that that building is best used to serve this community.
Why do you think it's a... I mean, why is that the mission for you in the church to do something like this? Why is that something specific that you decided to champion?
Well, again, it's an epidemic. It has to. We have to have a place and a facility for people to find that's safe, a place to recover, a place to get help. And specifically, there are government programs, but trillions and trillions of dollars are being poured into those types of programs, and with not the greatest success. We have partnered with a couple of other type of organizations like ours, and we will be creating our own hybrid of a program that we know has a very high success rate. So in order to raise the funds to convert the building, to bring it up to code, we have to raise funds. And so that's why we decided we were going to bring in the Marshall Tucker Band. And we have a young gal who attends our congregation. She's the marketing manager and production manager for Marshall Tucker, and they agreed to come in at an extremely reduced rate. So with that being said, we're able to bring in not only them but two other accompanying bands. It'll be Jimmy Bratchard out of Missouri and Jason Green in the Tritones. He's actually in the New York City Blues Hall of Fame. So if you like blues and Southern rock, this is going to be a great concert for anybody to come to. There's also a dinner prior to it with just an additional nominal fee. You can come to this dinner, and there's silent auctions. We've got some great items. We happen to have a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball signed, and in lieu of what just took place in this city, I'm sure somebody would like to have that item. So that'll be fun, not to mention many other items as well for this auction.
Do you have an idea of the what you hope to raise or what kind of funds are needed to get this building to the place where you really want to be able to use it and serve those folks?
Yeah, we're the cost is not cheap. Obviously, we have to bring this facility back up to code, and it's going to require permits and things of that nature. The biggest portion of that will be the sprinkler system. That's really what we're hoping to raise the funds for, is the sprinkler system, because there are going to be residents living in this facility. So the fire department requires that we have a sprinkler system, and we want to comply.
Mark, this was a school, so there's no sprinkler system in the school now?
No, not at all.
Because it was built so many years ago?
That's correct, yeah. Building codes were much different back in... This Roosevelt Elementary was actually built in three different phases. It was originally started in 1922, completed in 1923, and that phase alone cost $19,685 and some change to build. That portion alone today would probably be about $2 to $2.5 million to build new. And then, of course, the second phase was in 1958, and the third and final phase was 1968. So it is three phases, and it's the oldest phase that will be the residence that we want to house our candidates in.
We're talking this morning with Pastor Mark Merlihan. Again, there's a big event coming up Friday, the Marshall Tucker Band at Elyria High School Performing Arts Center, and it's all to benefit the Creation House, transitional housing for women battling heroin. Why did they choose such a specific group of people, women battling heroin? Is there a reason that the church went that direction?
Yeah, because we know firsthand the plight that's in our community. Because Creation House isn't open, Pastor Paul and Cindy literally drove two women all the way down to San Antonio, Texas, where there's a facility down there called Outcry in the Barrio. And Outcry in the Barrio has been in existence for over 40 years. They've had over 100,000 people go through their program. They have both a men's and a women's facility, and they have an 83% success rate. And they're a lot of what we are going to model our program after. There's another program called Teen Challenge, and they've been around also for some 40 years, started by David Wilkerson many years ago. So between the two, our program would be a hybrid of those two types of programs, and they are both faith-based programs. It is very important because when you deal with these types of situations, you're dealing with a heart and a soul issue that causes people to end up going sideways. And we speak from what we know because two-thirds of us on staff have dealt with addictions. We have come out of those addictions. I, for one, had a cocaine addiction, and I'm 27 years removed from that addiction. And it's only through faith in Christ that has allowed us to see the victory and walk that out in our lives. And we have many, many success stories at our church.
Mark, is there some particular reason why heroin has become such a problem now?
Yeah, there's number one, it's no longer the taboo in the inner city, poverty-stricken neighborhoods. It does not discriminate against zip codes. You're going to find it in your most affluent school systems. And because it is so much more readily available, it's much more pure than it used to be. And of course, we know the epidemic of mixing it with fentanyl has caused a toxic cocktail. And the extreme of mixing those two together is what's killing our children and people. And so we feel a call to action to do our part in this community to help those who are dealing with this particular issue.
Do you have a timeline of how you want this to progress related to Creation House? Hope to be open and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, everything is based on, you know, the city's expectations of complying with the current building codes. So obviously, once we get over the sprinkler system, there may be some other issues that we have to deal with. We're hoping, and Pastor Paul was hoping this year. We don't know if we're hoping, you know, there's always hope. Right. But again, as we convert this building to meet the city's expectation, the state expectation of building codes, that's the key factor. And I just want to say personally that we're working with the city and they're working with us. There's a relationship there. We both want to see this happen. So they've educated us. We are learning some things because we're church people. We're not building code people. And so they're really helping us and working alongside with us. And we're looking at a symbiotic relationship with the city. They have a vision for what we're doing as well. So we're willing to come alongside and work with them and them with us.
Right. Well, your church is always good at bringing people together, getting volunteers, people out there, and sharing and spreading the word of many different things. One of them we wanted to let people know about this morning is the Marshall Tucker Band. If people want to get the tickets for this big event you have Friday, how do they go about doing that and tell about the event?
That's pretty easy to do. Go to recreationweekend.com or recreationconcert.com. And if you go on there, you can purchase mezzanine tickets for as little as $35 and some orchestra seating for $55. And if you want to add the dinner to either one of those, it's an additional $50 to that dinner, which is being catered by A Taste of Excellence. It's a two-main-course meal. It's got five courses in all. It's going to be a spectacular event. If you should find that you're having difficulty online because of the system that is there, you can always call us. We want you to call us. We would like to fill these seats. It's at the Performing Arts Center at the Elyria High School. And if you should so choose, give us a call. We'd like to get you some tickets. It's only 800 seats, so we'd like to sell this venue out, and we're on our way. So get your tickets quickly.
Okay. We appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing the story, and good luck with the Creation House. The proceeds, again, from the concert benefiting the Creation House. Appreciate your time this
morning. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Pastor Mark Merlihan from Beyond the Walls Church here at WEOL.